Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
听得清楚吗? 今天我先把这个受洗袍先穿上来,
yes, I'm going to go in the water soon, so I got this baptism robe on.
穿着这个走路很危险的,
it's not easy to walk in this robe.
我们听得清楚吗? 要来看一段经文
So we're going to read a passage of scripture today.
路加福音第九章
And it's in Luke chapter 9.
51节到62节
51-62
在上面打出来了这个报上面是57节开始 我们一起来念中文英文一起念
You can read in Chinese and English together.
51节来 耶稣被接上去讲道他就定义给他们到了撒玛利亚的各处所以他们被那里的人不接受他向他人他的门徒雅各约翰看见了就说哇你到底 耶稣转身责备他们说你们的心如何你们不知道人子来不是要灭人的性命是要叫人心他们走路的时候有一个人对耶稣说你无论往哪里去我要跟从你 耶稣说,湖里有洞,天空有飞鸟有窝,只是人子没有枕头的地方。又有一个人说,跟从我来。那人说,主,容我先回去载上我的父亲。耶稣说,任凭载上他们的死人,你只管。
Let's pray.
天父们今天来到你面前, 求主你接着你自己的话语来带领我们,让我们能够明白。
So, Lord, we come before you today, and please use your words so that we can understand.
让我们明白,一个信靠你的人,跟随你的人,是一个怎么样的一个生命。
So that we know what it is like to live a life that follows you. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
那我们今天本来受浸的有四位,三个十岁的小孩,然后一个伯母,吴伯母,但是吴伯母今天身体不舒服,我跟他说他就先休息,我们以后再帮他安排。
So we were going to have four people who baptized today. There were three children and one older lady. But the elderly lady, she's not feeling well today. So we're going to leave her until a later date for her baptism.
当我们讲说我们要受浸的时候,有小孩子报名的时候,我就告诉他们说我要先跟小孩子谈。
So when a child wants to baptize, I told them, you know, pastor needs to talk to them first.
你跟小孩子怎么谈福音?
How can you talk gospel to the child?
你要跟小孩子谈福音，你要怎么谈？你要跟他怎么说？
When you tell your children about the gospel, how do you tell them?
你们知不知道？ 没有人知道。有没有主入学老师?
Are there any Sunday school teachers here?
特别你是这个10岁、11岁的那一帮。
So particularly around 10 or 11 years old.
你跟他讲福音,我们跟他讲福音不是只是讲一小部分。
So when we preach them about the gospel, we don't tell them just a little part of the gospel.
我们也不是说你要不要耶稣爱你呀、啊？要的话就做个祷告，然后你就信主了。
And we don't do it lightly, and we don't say, "Oh, do you want to accept Jesus? And if you do, let's pray."
你发现耶稣在世的时候，他从来就没有告诉人家说啊、你先说相信神爱你啦。
When Jesus was on earth, he doesn't just say, do you believe God just loves you?
我们今天读的这段经文有很多人会觉得很纳闷，为什么耶稣要求那么严。
So when we read the past scripture today, we can see, and we might ask, why is it Jesus was so strict about so demanding about following him?
特别是五十七节。
Particularly verse 57,
他们走路的时候，有一个人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”
As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go."
让那时候很多人对耶稣这个印象不是太好。
So a lot of well, at that time, there are a lot of people who don't think too much about Jesus.
因为跟从耶稣的时候，有很多耶稣有很多仇敌。
Because Jesus had a lot of enemies.
那偶尔有人要跟从耶稣的时候，应该要很高兴的，耶稣应该要很高兴的把他接进来啊。
So if anybody wants to follow Jesus, Jesus should be really happy to accept them.
那五十八节，耶稣却说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”
But verse 58, Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests." But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
然后又对五十九节又有一个人啊，他对那个人说：“来跟从我。”
59. He said to another man, "Follow me."
那个人就说：“主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”
But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father."
啊，六十节很多人就读不下去了。
So verse 60, a lot of people stops here.
耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神的道。”
Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God."
传扬神国的道。然后六十一节又有一个人说：“主，我要来跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。”
61. Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family."
耶稣说：“手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。”
Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God."
今天题目叫手扶着犁。
Today's title is to put a hand on the plow.
我们很多时候我们在这里读到这里的时候，我们就很纳闷。
So when we a lot of times when we read to this passage, and we kind of stop when we are puzzled.
然后这三个人，第一个还可以理解说，哦，没有枕头，没有住的地方，啊，需要牺牲，没有问题。
So the first one, you know, read about the first man. I mean, you can understand it because you don't have a place to lay his head. I mean, it's hard. You can understand that.
那后面两个我们就读不下去啊，因为为什么呢？好像信耶稣是不是要六亲不认
？But when we read about the last two men, and we can't go on because, you know, we thought, you know, do we have to deny all our families?
那很多人就会去查这个历史背景。
So a lot of people go back to the historical background.
然后查一下什么叫做这个埋葬他的父亲。
And they try to find out what does it mean to bury my father?
那有人就会说，如果这个人父亲真的死的话，他不应该在那里，就他在那里就表示他父亲还没死，那就是为什么呢？他说等我回去埋葬父亲，就是说等我先回去之后，我父亲过了他的一生之后，我好好的把他埋葬了之后再来，那可能很多年之后的事。
So a lot of people try to explain it and they say, well, if I need to go back and bury my father, maybe if my father is there,that means that he's not dead. So maybe this man says he has to go back to his family and wait until his father dies. It might take years, and then he will follow Jesus.
那你做门徒不能够等到说你要处理家里的事情处理完了，等到你退休了之后才来做门徒。
So if you are a disciple, you can't wait until you retire, you know, wait for many years, and then you go and be a disciple.
那我当然这个背景的东西我不晓得是多真实。
I don't know how true this explanation is.
那六十一节。
61.
这个人说我只需要回家跟我父母说声再见我就马上过来。
And this person just said, I will just go back and say goodbye to my family, and then I'll come.
然后耶稣好像也不能接受。
It seems like Jesus couldn't accept that either.
他说手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
And he said, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God.
问你们这样的耶稣好不好？
Is it a good Jesus in this case?
怎么样？很难讲哈。如果你跟你父母的关系不好的话，这样的耶稣挺不错的。
So if you don't get along with your parents, maybe Jesus is, you know, pretty good here.
因为你不需要跟父母讲就跑掉了
Because you can run away without saying goodbye to your family.
我想有一件事情，我们有几个几点我们需要知道的。
So there are several points that you need to consider here.
第一点
First,
耶稣是神。
So Jesus is God.
神是什么？
What is God?
神是创造一切的，是不是？
So he created everything.
神是掌管一切的。
And he takes care of everything.
神应该是在最高的，是不是？
He is the priority. He is the highest.
他应该在所有的优先次序之上。
So he is the top of all priorities.
如果你信的神不值得你放下一切来跟从他的话，那你信的神是什么神？
So if you believe in a God that is not worthy for you to give up everything else to follow him, so what kind of God do you believe?
如果你信的神，如果还需要你自己先判断说要怎么样来跟随他才要跟随的话，那到底谁是神？
So if you believe in a God and you have to consider yourself, how should I follow him? Then what kind of God do you believe in?
如果你信的神还需要你说等我这个做完了之后我才要来信他，那你信的神是什么神？
So if you believe in a God that you have to say, I have to do this and that first and then I follow him, what kind of God do you follow?
那我们信耶稣是什么？信他是什么？
So if I believe in Jesus, what do I believe in him?
有时候我们会想到说我们这个人生是整幅图画。
So if you think about a life is like a big picture.
那神呢是我的整幅图画里面的一小部分。
And God is a part of this picture.
那神这个一小部分最好不要碰那一个部分，碰到的话我就不要这个神。
So this part of the picture, better not touch that part of the picture. Otherwise, I don't want this God.
那这样子的一个神在这个一小部分里面，在整个你人生的这个这个世界观里头，到底还是不是神？
So in your world view, this God, is it really a God?
如果他还是受我们限制说我们到底要给多少。
So if we restrict it and we say, you know, I only want to give so much.
他就不是我们的神。
And he is not our God.
所以这一点我们要清楚的。
So we've got to be clear on this point.
那有人就开始紧张。
So some people will get nervous.
基督教是邪教吗？邪教都是叫人家来，然后所有的东西都给，然后六亲不认父母亲怎么劝都不听，就这样子的全身投进去，是不是这样子的一个邪教？
So is Christianity a cult? You have to give up everything and you deny in all your families and you just follow? Is it a cult?
那第二点我们要知道的就是刚讲的神造了这一切。
And the second point is God created everything.
神也造了我们的父母。
He created our parents.
神造了这个天地的当中，他决定了人要有这个母亲、父亲、儿女的关系。
So he created the heavens and the earth, and he created parents and children and the relationship.
如果神没有造这一些关系的话，我们今天也没有这个关系可言。
So if he did not create this kind of parental relationship, then we really can't talk about parents.
今天我们来的时候，我们就会说你是哪一个石头碰跑出来的。
Then we come in, we don't have parents, and we say, where did you come from? From what rock did you come from?
但是神在他造的这一切美好的世界里头，他把父母亲跟儿女的关系也放在。But
he created parents and children and their relationship.
第一点，耶稣是神。So
first, Jesus is God.
第二点，耶稣造了这一切，包括他把父母
So second, Jesus created everything, including the parents, children, and the relationship.
第三点,
and the third,
是神要求人孝敬父母。
And God wants us to honor our parents.
在十诫里头，他让他讲完说，你们要敬拜这独一的神之后的第一个是。 跟人的关系是什么？你要孝敬父母。So
in the Ten Commandments, after God said, you know, you have to worship Him and only Him, and then He said, you need to honor your parents.
我们来看马可福音7章9到13节。So
let's look at Mark, chapter 7:9-13.
打在上面，这是耶稣对这个法利赛人的一个指责。He
rebuked the Pharisees.
他说：“你们废掉神的诫命，守自己的遗传。”摩西说：“要当孝敬父母。”又说：“咒诅父母的必致死他。”下一段。So
and he continued. Moses said, "You have a fine way of setting aside." Jesus said, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe." Your own traditions. For Moses said, honor your father and mother.
好，下一个。你们倒说，人若对父母说，我们所当奉给你的已经做了隔阂板，隔阂板就是贡献的意思，以后就不容他再奉养父母。这是什么东西呢？这就是说，法利赛人他设立了一个人的这个规矩，说，你只要奉献这一笔钱呢，这一笔。
Okay, but Jesus said that, you know, he was rebuking these Pharisees because the Pharisees says, anyone who declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is korban. So korban just means that that's a part of the money that you're supposed to give to God, to give to the synagogue. So if they give the money to the synagogue, they don't use it to honor to take care of their parents.
所以在这里呢，有法利赛人就知道一个制度，就是让人可以借着宗教的原因，然后不去供奉，就是供养他们的父母。So
these Pharisees, they sort of set up a rules, and they use religion that they have this rules that if you do this, then you don't have to take care of your parents.
然后法利赛人就说，因为你对神热心，你就不需要照顾你的爸爸妈妈。Okay,
so these Pharisees say, if you're zealous to God, then you don't have to take care of your parents.
而耶稣在那个时候就指责这些法利赛人说，你们这样子做根本就是忽略了神的律法。So
Jesus said, you know, rebuke the Pharisees. If you do this, then you're ignoring the law.
那门徒后来传福音的时候，在这个书信里头写的就是要所有的基督徒要怎么样孝敬父母，是不是？因为几乎在每一封书信里面都有看到类似的这种的教导。So
Paul, when he was, you know, later on, he was telling in all his letters, he was telling people how to honor their parents. There was something like this in almost every one of his letters.
所以这位耶稣他是神。
So God, Jesus is God.
他造了这一切。
He created everything.
他把这父母的这个关系也放在里头。
And he created parents and children and the relationship.
父母跟儿女的关系里头, 他在给诫命的时候特别告诉人说要孝敬父母。
And particularly in the Ten Commandments, God said you need to honor your parents.
他向这个法利赛人指责他们说你们不要用宗教的理由, 然后就去掉你们当孝敬父母的这一个本分。
And Jesus is rebuking the Pharisees that you cannot use an excuse, a religious excuse, to ignore the duty that you need to take care of your parents.
是这样的一位主。
So there is a Lord, a God here.
当有人说要跟从他, 可是他要先回去埋葬他的父亲, 我要跟从你, 可是我先回去跟我的家人辞别的时候, 耶稣说, 守福这里向后看的。
So when there was a man who said, I need to go back and bury my father, and there was another man who said, I need to go back and just say goodbye to my family, but Jesus said, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
所以在这里教导的不是叫我们不孝敬。
So what he's teaching here is, it doesn't mean he wants us not to honor our parents.
他告诉我们的是我们的优先。
But he's telling us you need to put our priorities in order.
做一个主的门徒，要以主的吩咐为至上。
As a disciple of the Lord, you have to follow what he teaches.
我们很多时候读到这段经文，我们就会在那边想说，怎么可以这样子，连道个别都不行。
So when we read to this passage, we say, how come? I mean, what is wrong about going back and say goodbye?
我不晓得你们跟父母的关系怎么样。
I don't know how you are with your parents.
其实我们人呢，常常会为其他的理由来不顾我们的父母。
And we often would have other reasons not to honor our parents.
那很多时候我们会跟他们生气，生了气之后，我们就完全不管他们了。And
sometimes we get mad at them, and then we don't take care of them.
但是在这里都不是那些原因。So
in here, we are not talking about those excuses or reasons.
所以有一种有什么关系是可以介入你跟父母的关系更优先的。
So what relationship is more important than the relationship of you to your parents?
耶稣在这里说就是与神的一个关系。And
Jesus is telling us in here, it's the relationship with God.
然后62节耶稣就讲了一个很简短的一个比喻。
What follows? 62. Jesus told a story here. Okay, 62.
他说守福这里向后看的不配进神的国。
Jesus said, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God.
什么叫进神的国?
So what does it mean to is the service in the kingdom of God?
有没有基督徒信了主之后不进神的国的?
So is there anybody, any Christians after they accept Jesus, they don't go in the kingdom of God or they don't serve in the kingdom of God?
将来在天上有没有人是说在上了天堂但是不在神的国里头的?
Anybody who goes to heaven and say, I'm not in the kingdom of God?
有没有这样的人?
Anybody?
天堂有两个部分，一部分是不在神的国，一部分是在神的国。有没有这样的？
Are there two parts in heaven? One part is not in the kingdom of God, and another part is?
没有啊。
No.
所以换句话就是说，守福这里向后看的，不能什么得救。
So in other words, so if you put a hand to the plow and look back, you are not saved.
什么叫信耶稣？
What does it mean to believe in Jesus?
我们常常有这种观念，信耶稣呢，你就是相信他存在，相信他爱你，相信他为赦免你的罪，那你就得救了。
So a lot of times we think, you know, we believe in Jesus, we believe there was a person there, he loves you, and he forgive all your sins, then you're saved.
然后呢，我们就可以仍然活在我们老样子的那个生活里头，然后只是说犯了罪之后跟他求一下，把他洗一洗，就好像我们是一个小孩子在这个泥巴里头玩。
So we think, you know, sometimes we think, well, if we are like that, we can live your old self. You can live in your old life. And then when you get something wrong, you sin, and then you can go back and say sorry, and he would cleanse you. Just like if you're a little child, you go out and, you know, play around in the dirt, and you got all dirty, and you clean yourself up.
Yeah, 让你里头玩了之后，忽然间有旁边有一个人跑来说：“哎，你要不要信耶稣啊？耶稣会帮你洗得干干净净的。”哇，你在想说，我身体那么脏，我洗一洗，干净一下也不错。然后就起来说：“我要帮我洗一洗。”洗完了之后很高兴，然后又跳回去，然后又玩得很高兴。
So it is like a kid who is playing in the dirt, and then somebody you get all dirty, and then somebody could come and say, "Well, you want to believe in Jesus? He will clean you up."And the kid looked at himself and said, oh yeah, I am dirty. And he said, oh, clean me up. So you got all clean and you jump back to the dirt and play again.
我们最希望的就是有一天耶稣来，再来，我们都相信耶稣再来，再来的那一天，他正好是我洗干净的时候，而不是我又跑回去玩的时候。
So we sort of think, you know, the day that Jesus comes back, and I hope that I'll be clean that day, it's not when I was all dirty.
所以呢，我们可能就是从一个心态啊，没关系，只要在我们只要在必要的时候从这里面出来，赶快洗一洗就好了。
So, you know, the most important thing sometimes we think, you know, is just when the critical moment comes. I hope I'll be clean, and that's the time that I'm clean and not dirty. Then it'll be okay.
那这是我们认为很多时候我们认为的这个基督徒的生命。
So sometimes that's what we think about, you know, that's a Christian life.
那耶稣说这不是基督徒的生命，那基督徒的生命是什么？守服着礼。你知道什么是礼吗？
Okay, so Jesus said this is not a Christian's life.
跟前的时候手抓着的那个东西。
And Jesus said to put a hand on the plow. The plow is when you plow the land, that's the plow.
你把这个田这个地呢把它弄松。
And you loosen the dirt.
通常你这样子要弄松的时候，你是要弄一条直线出来。
And you need to plow a straight line in the field.
你要怎么弄一条直线？
How can you plow a straight line in the field?
你要往前走嘛。
You need to go forward.
往前走的时候，你头能不能往后看？
And when you're going forward, can your head looking back?
对不对？
Can you look back when you're going forward?
我开车的时候，我就常常告诉小孩子说，你在后面不要吵。
So when I drive, sometimes I always tell my children, you guys in the back, don't get too noisy.
如果你吵的时候，我会紧张，我会往后看。
So if you argue, if you are too loud, you know, sometimes I'll get nervous and I have to look back.
我往后看的时候，我就不会往前看。
So when I look back, I can't look forward.
我手抓着方向盘不能够往后看。
When I'm steering, I cannot look back.
那是不可能在马路上开的。
And I can't drive like this.
所以今天可能这个比喻比较好，手抓着方向盘往后看的不配进神的国。
So if Jesus is here today, he might say, if your hands are on the steering wheel, you cannot look back.
你手抓着方向盘的时候，你也不是紧张的，在看你前面那一段路，就前面那一段路的话，那也走不了多远的。
So when you're driving, your hands are, you know, on the steering wheel, you have to look forward.
你手抓着方向盘的时候，你要看很远的地方。
Okay, you need to look forward and look a long way forward.
同时也看你前面的。
And you look in front of the road too, yeah. in front of the car too.
基督徒的生命, 一个人为什么会得救, 是因为他在这个烂泥里头玩久了之后, 他发现他这个这样子的生活是不行的。
So a Christian life, a Christian, you know, he's playing the dirt and he looked at the dirt and said, I can't go on playing like this.
那他要起来,
and he had to get up.
他为什么要洗干净?
And why does he have to clean up himself?
他要洗干净不是因为说偶尔干净一下挺舒服的。
No, he's not saying, you know, it feels better if I get cleaned.
他乃是说我要洗干净,我就要一直要干净下去。
But he's saying, when I got cleaned up, I need to be continue to be clean.
但也许他以后走的路不小心又掉到泥烂泥里头去。
Well, sometimes maybe when he's walking, you know, forward, he might, you know, he might fall and get dirty again.
但他可以再起来，再洗干净的。
He can get up and he got cleaned again.
但是他不是这样子走走走，哎，这里有一滩烂泥，比那一个还更看起来更好玩，就跳进去了。
But he's not saying, he's walking around and say, he see a big dirt pond again, and we would say, wow, this is even better than the other pond, and it jumped in and get dirty.
我一个月前告诉你们这条线，是不是？
A month ago, I told you about this rope here before.
我跟你们讲，不是所有的人都在，我再讲一遍，基督徒呢，不是只是说要知道说这条线在哪里。
So being a Christian, it doesn't mean that I need to know where I am on this line.
今天正好有洗礼，假设说这条线是受浸。So
say, for example, say this line means to get baptized.
我只要过了这条线就好。So
if I cross this line, I'm okay.
不要紧张。那 我只要站在这边，我就可以东张西望，就是到处看。
If I stand on this line, I don't have to. I'm not going to look around in every direction.
很多基督徒就站在这里，我受了洗，然后就一直很羡慕，在这条线那边的人的生活。So
you know, some Christians when they cross this line and they look back and they sort of envious about the life on that side.
你知道这组呢所谓的基督徒生活是什么生活吗？
So these so-called Christians, what kind of life do they live?
他们是守律法的。
And they follow the laws.
因为他们认为说只要我过来这条线，那在这里我就安全。
So they only follow the laws and say, once I cross this line, I'm okay, I'm safe.
那我那时候一个月前，我跟他说，基督徒的生命不是过这条线而已。So
a month ago, I told you guys, being a Christian, the Christian life is not just to cross this line.
这条线不是基督徒最终的目的。This
line is not the purpose of being a Christian.
这条线是需要过的。And
you do have to cross this line.
但不是最终的目的。But
that's not the final purpose.
基督徒的生活是一个方向。
So a Christian life is a direction.
方向是要向着十字架。So
you need to look toward the cross.
向着十字架的话，你是要往那边走的。And
you need to go toward the direction.
懂不懂?
Understand?
这条线还是很重要啊。And
this line is still important.
我们需要知道的。And
we need to know.
我们走到这边啊。So
we need to go to that direction.
我是牧师，我走得很近的，开始停在这里东张西望了。I
can't say I'm a pastor. I'm pretty close to that point, so I can just stop here.
耶稣在这里说什么？你如果往后看的话，你不配进神的国。你的心，基督徒的生命是要改变你的心。So
Jesus is saying here, you put your hand on the plow, you can't look back.
你可以口里面说你相信耶稣，你要受浸之后，你的心一点都不愿意向着神。If
your mouth confess, you believe, but then you don't really want to follow God. You can't do that.
那不是基督徒的生活，难怪我们做得很辛苦。So
if you're a Christian like that, you will live a very hard life.
这个星期来听个道，查个经，被人家拉一下，只好往那边靠一点，但是脸还是向着其他地方的。
So if you're a Christian, If you're that kind of Christian, you go to church on Sundays, and then somebody pull you on that side, pull you a little bit, but you're still looking back.
参加聚会,参加20年,30年,可能很近了,可是脸都是到处看。
So maybe you're Christian, that kind of Christian for 20, 30 years, you're getting closer, you're close, but you're still looking in all the wrong directions.
基督徒,真正的基督徒是你的心向着神。
So a real Christian is that your heart points to God.
新约是什么? 新约在以西结书,耶利米书就说神给我们一个新的心。
So in Jeremiah, it said, God gives you a new heart.
这个心呢,不需要人家告诉他,他也会愿意来认识神。
And he doesn't need people to drag him, but he's willing, he wants to know God.
那手扶着犁,你要向前看,向前走。
So when you have your hand on the plow, you need to go forward and look forward.
那在以色列人的地,那个地不是很平,像我 Superior Township, 都是很多这种田地。
Okay, so in Israel, the land is not flat. Not like, pastor lives in Superior Township. It's pretty flat land there.
那里你要弄一条直线可能容易一点。
And there, if you go straight, maybe it's easy.
那在以色列地,地不是那么平,也不是那样子好弄的。
In Israel, the land is not that flat. It's pretty hard to plow a straight line.
当你往前抓着这个犁的时候，往前走的时候，就算你要走直线，有时候因为碰到困难，你还是稍微弯了一点，弯了一点，这样子弯来弯去。So
if you want to go forward, you have your hand on the plow. Sometimes you would get into some obstacles. Maybe you will swerve a little bit, but you still want to go a straight line.
所以你是向着前面走,向着前面看,向着神看,你要走,但是有时候力气不够,你的这个东西还是抖了一下,然后稍微弯了一下,但是你总是要往神那个方向走。So
if you want to go forward, when you plow forward, you know, sometimes you meet an obstacle, you might swerve a little bit, but you still want to go to the direction of God.
然后有时候石头太大了,太硬了, 贴不过去的话，你只好碰一下，不然间你的手就松掉了，然后你绕了一大圈，然后又继续往前走。So
maybe you get into a big rock in front of you, and maybe you can't keep your direction, but still you want to go the same direction after you go around it.
这是一个基督徒该有的生活。也许我们中间碰到一些困难，让我忽然间跌倒了，可是你还是起来，还是要向更亲近神。
So this is what a real Christian should be like. So sometimes maybe you fall down and you fail, but you get up and still point toward God's direction.
也许你以前碰到一个大石头,整个失望了,就离开了教会一段时间,但是你又愿意再往前走。
So maybe some people would meet a huge obstacle, big rock in front of you. Maybe you even leave the church, but still, you want to go back and go toward that direction.
我在加州的时候,有一个其他地方来的一个姐妹,那时候就跑到教会来。When
I was in California, there was a sister who came from another state.
她跑来的时候是因为她跟她先生离婚了。She came to church
because he was divorced from her husband.
根据他讲的,我不晓得是真是假,根据他说的呢,是他先生外面有外遇。According
to her, I don't know how true it is, but her husband had an affair.
那时候我们教会就帮忙他,试着帮忙他处理这个事情。So
the church was trying to help her.
他说他先生在教会有服事。She
said her husband serves in the church. And he was even in the, has been in the seminary before. So her husband even took her children, their children, and then she cannot get her children back.
And 上不了班，然后也没有工作，也没有地方可以住。
So she, her husband even put, you know, all the properties and the house in his name. So she became homeless and she has no properties. She can't go to work and she was really frustrated.
那因为我们曾经帮过她，所以呢，虽然我们搬到这里呢，偶尔一年大概有过年或者感恩节的时候，她会就会写短信来说感恩节快乐，新年快乐。
Okay, so we have helped her before. So, you know, sometimes Christmas or Thanksgiving, she would send a little message and say, you know, Thanksgiving, Happy Thanksgiving, and things like that.
我问她这个最近怎么样，她说很久没有去教会。
And then I asked her, how are you doing lately? And she said, I haven't been to church for a long time.
她说一个读过神学院的人这样子骗我，要信这个神很难。
And she said, it was this her ex-husband who has been to the seminary and he cheated me like that. So it's really hard for her to believe in a God like that.
我们不知道他先生是怎么样的一个基督徒，到底是不是真信还是假信，这个我们都不知道。但是我们碰到这个情况的话，我们能不能再起来再继续往前走？
I don't know what kind of husband she had. Is it a real Christian or you know, what kind of Christian he was? But, you know, if we face a difficulty like that, can we get up and still walk toward God?
也许走的时候，刚开始的时候手很软，这样子歪来歪去的。但是你会越走，你的 stamina 是越好，就越直。原来的小石头就让你歪了，一塌糊涂。但是慢慢的，这些小石头不再是问题，你还可以往前走。
So we walk toward God. Maybe in the beginning, you know, our hands are weak, and we face obstacle, and we might swerve. But we should get better and better stamina, and we walk toward God, and we're going straighter and straighter.
我们越走就越有力。
And we are more and more, you know, have more strength the more that we go.
甚至我们有时候发现大石头都被我们挖起来。
And even the big rock in front of us, we can push it aside.
我们就可以往前直冲。
And we can go in the forward direction.
这里有四个铁珠。
We have four little iron balls here today.
有没有看到？去看眼科医生。他就在我旁边。当你这个根据物理啊，物理
According to physics,
任何有这个重量的东西都有这所谓的这种吸引力啊，这个 gravity.
So anything that has mass, has gravity.
对不对？这好好，我二十年前学的还没有忘记。
So,I learned it 20 years ago, I haven't forgotten.
你会发现到说，你很难把这些东西这个把它拿上来，是不是？你可以把它放在手里面。
So you can put these little iron marbles on your hand.
把它凑在一起。
So you can put it all together.
那你需要怎么样才能够把其他的珠子一起拿起来
？So how can you pick it all up together?
你需要磁铁，是不是？
You need a magnet.
你们知道这个玩具吗？哈，你这样子的话就可以把它拿起来，对不对
？So with a magnet, you can get it all up there.
就是说，如果我们基督徒所需要的是有一个吸引力把我们吸住。
So if being a Christian, you need a magnet to attach to the ball.
那个必须是。
So that magnet needs to be God.
这样子的话，你才可以把你整个生活的东西拿起来。
Then you can attach everything else, all your lives to it.
还有一粒啊，你这样子也可以哈，是不是？可是它容易掉。
And sometimes, you know, that some part will fall down.
你要很小心才能够全部拿起来。
To be really careful, and you can attach everything to it, all your lives to it.
不小心走一下又掉了是不是
？And sometimes something falls again.
你要怎么让它不会那么容易掉
What can you do so that they don't fall?
你增加磁铁的磁性啊。
And you add another magnet to it.
然后你就可以拿起来。
And you can
不容易掉。
Attract everything together, and they don't fall.
我们基督徒的生活就这样子了。
A Christian life is like that.
我们要被神吸引。
We need to be attracted by God.
当你吸引力不够的时候，没有问题，那不是问题。问题就是完全没有吸引力的话，你基本上在自己那边把它凑足的。
So if you don't have God, and if He doesn't attract you, and you don't attach to Him, then your lives all fall apart.
所以你成为基督徒的时候，就表示说你心里头有一个吸引你的地方，那就必须是神。
So when you believe in God, that means that God is the magnet. It is attractive force in your life. And that is God.
吸引你就是一个方向，是不是？它吸引你，你就会往那边走。所以那是一个方向，不是只是说哪一条线我越过了。
So when you're attracted to Him, that means that you're going toward Him. It doesn't mean that you just need to cross this line.
所以 Daniel, 我的老三，前几天在那边在跟西面比赛，说看谁的珠子可以弄得最长。
So Daniel, my third, he was having a little game with Simeon, and they were trying to see who can attach the most number of balls to this magnet.
那时候我听到他们在玩的时候，我第一个反应就是说，你把磁铁弄强一点就没问题了。
So when I heard them, he said, well, you just need to get a stronger magnet.
然后他说他有一次弄了15颗。
And one time he got 15 balls attracted to that magnet.
15颗怎么可能?
How can you get 15, marbles attached to that magnet?
如果你磁铁很强的话, 15颗一点都不难。
But if you have a really strong magnet, 15 marbles, not that difficult.
真的巴不得我们能够被神来。
And I really hope everybody here is attracted toward God.
也许神吸引你刚开始一点点，那没问题，他开始吸引你。你就在按他吸引你的那么一点点，你就活出向着神走的方向。
Maybe in the beginning, you are just a little bit attracted to him. It is okay. But you are going toward him.
那你我们心里面一个基督徒里面所求的就是让神更多的来。
So in all Christians, what we want, what we hope for, is that God attracts you.
我们手扶着这个犁，也许刚开始的时候，像骑脚踏车刚开始学的时候歪来歪去的啊，但是我们没有问题啊，我们往前走，慢慢的我们就会越抓越稳。
So, when you have your hands on the plow or when you are learning how to drive, in the beginning you're going left and right, but when we go on, we are getting more and more straight.
所以我跟那三个小孩子说什么?
So what do I want to tell my children?
我把课本也给父母了。
So I also give the parents, books.
我说你信耶稣表示耶稣要比你父母还重要。
So when I tell them, if you believe in God, that means Jesus is more important than your parents.
你要孝敬父母。
You need to honor your parents.
但是神必须在你的父母之上。
But God is in a higher priority than your parents.
你的心必须被神来吸引。
Your heart needs to be attracted to God.
说小孩子听得懂吗?
Do the children understand?
所以我就告诉父母说我需要跟他们谈一谈，他听得懂，我就给他们说，听不懂，就再等一等。
So I tell the parents, I need to talk to the kids. If they understand, then they can baptize. If they can't,it's not time yet.
那小孩子很天真，他听懂了之后就开始说，哦，某一天某一夜我做了这事做了那事啊，如果你们不想牧师知道，借着你的孩子知道你家里发生什么事的话，也不要把他送过来啊。因为我们在开始谈罪，所以他罪对罪的一个感受是什么，他就会开始从他的分享当中就晓得说他到底懂不懂得。
So So, I mean, the children can say anything. Sometimes they say everything. So, if you don't want anything in the home to be to come out, you know, don't let parents talk to them. But, you know, they understand. They think about sins. When you talk about sins, they might share about sin.
我鼓励大家，我们再重新在神面前重新立志，说巴不得我的手抓着你，真的能够向前走。And
I encourage everybody here. I want everybody to put your hands on the plow and go forward.
上班也好，读书也好，你要回国也好，你要搬到其他地方也好，不管在哪里，你在你的岗位上。
And no matter if you're in your study, in your work, you move to another place, or doing whatever you are doing, but you put your hands on the plow and plow a straight line toward God.
受浸,
baptism.
等一下小孩子受浸的时候，他们走下去， 为什么要把它泡在水里呢？
So when the kids, when they are baptized, why do we need to put them in the water? So their heart in the past, that's in the past.
当他们再起来的时候，他们有一个新的心，象征他们的一个心智。从今以后，我的心要向着神。
So when they get up from the water, they have a new heart, and the new heart from now on is to point toward God.
小孩子进来了，我们敬礼的时间要开始了。
So it's time for baptism.
让我们已经受过浸的弟兄姐妹，让我们重新来思考当初为什么信耶稣。
So for everybody in here who have been baptized, I want you to think again, why do we believe in God?
那我们想说，当初我信耶稣不是这个目的的，我只是想说我过了这条线就安心了。那我们今天需要在神面前好好的，当我们看这个敬礼的时候，再一次把自己的心带到神面前。
So maybe some of us would say, well, when I baptized, I wasn't thinking about that. I just want to cross that line. But today, I want you to think, you know, this is baptism, and this is the way that your heart needs to point toward God.
所以英文有一句话说， If God is not above all, God is not God at all.
如果
OK, 如果说神不是超越一切，他就不是神。那我们信的耶稣如果不是神，不是超越我们生活里头的一切的话，我们信的是神。
So if we believe in a Jesus that is not the highest priorities above all, what kind of God do we believe in?
来做个祷告。Let's
pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主，你是配得一切称颂的神。So,
God, we thank you because you are worthy of all praises.
我们求主，你将我们的心归给你。And
we pray that our heart belongs to you.
今天我们有三位的弟兄姐妹来到你面前见证，说他们愿意将他们一生都归给你。
And today we have three brothers and sisters who say that they want to give their life to you. They are willing to give their heart to you.
求主你来带领他们一生，让他们一生能够更多的被你吸引。So
please lead their lives so that their whole lives will be attracted to you. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.